Beautiful. That was way before your time. I know, because you're but a child. But if you were around back in the day, the Marbles with Only One Woman was big. Eamon, do you remember it vaguely?
Vaguely, Dave, yeah.
As a little boy,
yes,
playing the Marbles. Valencia, not
no.
a clue. No, that's fine. Yeah, you heard it on the Dave Charles Show. And as you probably guessed, it's time now for our Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week, brought to you by Tops at Lifestyle with Eamon and Valencia in the driver's seat. We're talking today about another Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes, Dave. Yes, it's still quite hot out there, chilling down in the evening. So for during the daytime, I said to Valencia, let's do another Sauvignon Blanc. So today we're doing the Shannon Vineyards, their Sauvignon Blanc to 2024 we're going to be tasting from the Elgin Valley. So nice cool climate, and some of the best Sauvignon Blancs, Chardonnays, come out from that particular valley in Cape Town. So two brothers that own the farm. They are James and Stuart Downs. The winemakers are two of them, Gordon and Nadia Newton-Johnson. So very well-known winemakers, the pair of them. So they've got a great team there, great soils as well. That's what contributes to what we're going to taste in a while with this particular Sauvignon Blanc. The soil types that are there on the mountain from on the Cockleberg. So it's around 30 odd kilometers from the sea, so they're high altitude, a little bit high altitude there. So there's nice cool climate, breezes coming in from the summer, but in summertime and through the winter, you get quite a lot of rain in the winter, which helps the vines. Which what we're going to taste in this bottle now is going to be totally different to what we normally taste in the Sauvignon Blanc, with the different texture and the different flavors that's coming through. So it's cool pressed. It's cool pressed at cooler temperatures, and then it's left on its lees in stainless steel tanks. So it's quite a mouthfeel to this Sauvignon Blanc, with that a nice rounded texture that's going to sit on your palate.
Okay. Well, thank you, Valencia. You do that so well. If this was television, you could see. Beautifully poured in the tasters. And the color is as one would expect from a Premier Sauvignon Blanc. It's gorgeous. I wanted to ask you about grapevines, because I always thought that they were incredibly delicate, like, well, orchids or something like that. Very difficult to grow. Apparently, they're like weeds. They'll grow anywhere, just about.
Just about, Dave, but it depends on soil. A lot depends on the soil, on what varietals that you want to plant in your vineyard. Remember, when you plant a new vineyard, you're basically going to wait 7 years.
Oh.
Basically 7 years before you can use any of those grapes in wine. So even though you'll get grapes every year, a lot of the guys won't use them. They'll probably sell them off. They'll sell those grapes off.
Because they're not quite ready.
Not ready.
They haven't developed their full characteristics.
That's it. But when you see, if you go and look at vines, there's different vines, there's different ways you get trellis vines, it's the way they trellis them down. And then, but in winter time, when you see the vineyards, it's just like an old stumpy piece of wood and stuck out
like
of the ground.
Driftwood almost.
Like driftwood,
yeah.
Yes. Like driftwood.
And the reason I ask that is because I know that there have been attempts to grow vineyards in KZN, and they have been spectacularly unsuccessful by and large, due to the fact that apparently we've got the kind of humidity that produces the mold, or the
must,
the infection that afflicts the leaves and the stalks and ruins the crop.
Ruins the crop.
And so you've got to use a lot of
chemicals.
Unfortunately. And that doesn't really work very well.
I think
it's endless soil. Yeah, I think there's one on Nottingham Road up there beside Wiggly Piggly. I don't know, there's vineyards grown there. They do make wine.
Tiny Van der Westhuizen's endeavor? Tiny and Judy. They were the ones that pioneered originally.
I think it might be them. And then if you go further in, there's also, you got Highgate. Now, Highgate apparently make, I think it's a Viognier. That's actually not bad. I believe it's very, very good. But they make other wines as well. But I think the Viognier that they make is probably one of the best that they make up there.
Oh, really? Mm. Mm. So there's hope yet.
There is.
Because I know that some of the estates were talking possibly about developing a few vineyards. I see in Val d'Avis, for example, in the Cape. That's a big thing. They grow them, and they people are able to then almost bottle their own wine. Wouldn't that be fun? Nice talking point. You see, we love status, don't we?
That's it.
Bragging rights. Bragging. Look at my own wine comes up. And yeah, well, in this case, we're talking the Shannon Vineyard Sanctuary Peak Sauvignon Blanc 2024. Let's take a breather. Hmm. It's all of the delights of the tropical fruits, etc. are there.
Mm. You might get a bit of asparagus in there coming through on the nose, and a bit of
citrus,
you get quince. You'll also get a little bit of maybe flintiness coming through.
A little minerality.
Mm.
And it's got a nice,
but it's lovely. Mm. And I notice it's been well chilled, which adds no doubt greatly to the enjoyment. Mm. Mm. But it's a lovely wine. What would it retail for?
But we'll reach at $419.99.
So it's very reasonable for
very
what you're getting.
Very reasonable price. Yeah. And we are tasting it tomorrow from 2 to 12. No, today.
Today, Friday, yes.
Today is Friday because we changed.
So
yes,
today.
We are tasting today.
You can go literally from here if you are in the traffic
and straight to the
and wondering what to do. Listen, just hang around at the Lifestyle. Come and have some lunch and then pop across to Tops at Lifestyle, because you're definitely going to want to go home with at least a case of this, the Shannon Vineyards Sanctuary Peak Sauvignon Blanc. At $119 a bottle is a gift. It's a dream.
It's a steal. For 120 rand for what you're drinking, unbelievable for a Sauvignon Blanc.
It really is nice.
And they've won a lot of awards over the years, this particular farm, Dave, and they do another red wine called the Mount Bullet Merlot.
Oh.
One of the premium Merlots that you can come across. He's won a lot of awards for it overseas, a lot of accolades for it. Tim Atkins now highly rates that particular Merlot.
Now here is a thing. Maybe because we're edging towards the colder climate,
yes,
we should be looking towards the Merlots. And I'm just dropping a hint or two.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe that'd be a very good place to start.
They'll be changing. We'll be changing the reds very shortly. Shortly with a big list.
But there's absolutely nothing wrong with this one. It is, just to repeat, the wine of the week is the Shannon Vineyards Sanctuary Peak Sauvignon Blanc 2024. 119 rand, 120 rand a bottle, and you can taste it at Tops today at 2 o'clock or tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes, at 12.
At 12.
Yes.
So don't be silly and, you know, it would look a gift horse in the mouth, so to speak. Go and have a taste and enjoy. And thanks, Eamon and Valencia, for yet again a lovely wine of the week from Tops, and we'll catch up again in a week's time in our new time slot on a Friday.
Yes,
I like it. It's celebrating the weekend.